I wanted to clear the air with as many questions as possible so we get that out of the way, because there's so much disinformation that's been passed around the last few years. Some of it needs to be clarified with things that I know that were intended to be happening. The last time we were on, I gave some information. You know, I've studied these things coming out over the Internet now and things that people have made about our true history of America, and there's a big in all of it, and that is that most people have no clue when this country came under a separate individual constitution. And when I was in prison, I spent all of my time, my free time, researching all that. And my objective while I was there was to write a original action that would qualify in the United States Supreme Court under Article 3. I think that, and I did succeed in doing it. When I was told that this is something that I asked the question, well, if we do this, it will simply be ignored. And my answer back to me was that that's what I was supposed to ask. And as such, my first responsibility was to notify the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Section 4 of Title 18 that there was an ongoing perpetuation of a criminal activity being committed against myself, my wife, and the American people. An order under this section of law that the Chiefs of Staff monitor this case and see to it that the Constitution was enforced. Well, we did that, and it was monitored, and it was, when I sent the action to the Supreme Court to have it filed, it was rejected and sent back, stating by the clerk that I, Daryl Freck, could not sue the United States. Well, 2 weeks later, I got a notice from one of my friends that our side had missed it. They didn't know that I was getting ready to file, and they wanted me to refile it, this time send it by priority mail, so that it could be monitored and tracked. Well, if they could track it, then we could too. Well, as we redid all of the signature pages, all of the verifications of signatures, everything, we sent it back to the Supreme Court. Of course, we placed for $300 for the fee. We had to have 30 sets of the complaint packaged up and sent up there, insured and everything, and that took a lot of to do that. Well, it was tracked to a distribution point in Tennessee, and from there it went directly to the post office on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C., and it was there for just a few hours, and it left to the zip code 20004. And it stayed there for 2 weeks. No one could tell us where this zip code was or what it was. It just was there. It stayed there every night when they checked on it. It was still there. Finally, on a Monday night, I don't recall the day, but 2 weeks later, I called my wife, well, back up. I had a vision of something going on about 10:30 of an evening on Monday night. And what I heard was questions being asked about this complaint that we had written and answers being given. As those, this original action that was filed in the Supreme Court was reviewed by a military tribunal to see if it qualified for an Article III action, original action in the Supreme Court. It was told by the military tribunal that it did qualify, and so it was sent back to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was again rejected. Now, I was told to begin with that if it was rejected and it did qualify for an original action in the Supreme Court, this would be used against the entire corporation to prove that there was no justice for the people. And this case then would be used to actually be the authority for tearing down the entire corporation and all of its agencies. It'd also be used as a means or a tool to bring the complaint against every individual within the corporate government, state and federal, in perpetuating this ongoing perpetuation of an unlawful activity against the American people, which includes treason, it includes genocide, and several violations of laws that were named in the suit. This will be some of the things that are used to tear down this infrastructure of the corporation government. The other thing that I wanted to share with Juan was that if there's a website on Rumor Mill News that it's called PDF File for the Original Constitution. This version of the Constitution of 1787 and 91 was published by the Commonwealth of Virginia on March the 12th of 1819, and this will be the one that is going to be used to restore America to the Constitution. The reason why is because it has the original 13th Amendment in it. It was lawfully ratified in 1810, and so it became law at that point. Now, that adjudication has been done in the Supreme Court. I think it was done in 2000 to verify that it was ratified properly and it is in effect. This will be used to bring down the entire nation's corporate status as government. And at that point, we will have to bring back our Republic of the States and Republic of the United States of America government. You can get a copy of that Constitution, and I suggest you do, because it's very, very, that 13th Amendment is very powerful. There's also a person by the name of Watcher. I don't know who this is, but this is extremely good. There's an article published on Rumor Mill News. It's called R.E., the 13th Amendment, Attorneys Breaking Contracts, Bribery, Coercion, Intimidation, U.S. House and Senate Members, and it shows all the laws that they violate, starting with Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 11 of 201. These laws are being violated by every member of Congress, every member of the House of Representatives, every member in the state, each state, and all of the people who are lobbyists for those entities, for those companies. These are the laws that they're going to be violating, and they will be enforced. They will be enforced. Every state in the nation, all the lawyers in the whole country, the whole world's going to know what the law profession has done in perpetuating this unlawful activity. So these are the things I wanted to share with you. There are some others, and that is that right after this war of the war with England, where we won our independence, or we thought we won the independence, we won the war, but we didn't win the battle. Maybe I better say that again. We won the battle, but we didn't win the war. After every war like that, there's always a time for settlement, and that came in the Treaty of Paris. The Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and John Jay were representatives of the new nation at that time, and they were sent to Paris to negotiate this Treaty of Paris. When they got there, they were arrested by the king's agent and going to be tried and sentenced for treason against the crown. they complained, saying that lawful, they were representatives of the new nation, America, and we won the war. They were reminded that, yes, we did. But these men who were representatives of this action were also titles of nobility to the Crown of England. And they were reminded of that. They were loyal subjects of the Crown, and therefore the King was going to arrest them, try for treason, and execute them. Instead of negotiating the Treaty of Peace, they negotiated it and gave it all back to the King of England in the Treaty of Paris of 1793. And so we've been under the perpetuation of that Treaty of Paris, which was the Jay Treaty, and there was one other. But each time more of the, well, in that Treaty of Paris, 25% of the gross national product of everything in America was attached by the Crown of England. This has been an ongoing thing. The treaties that have been held by England, by the Vatican, have been really difficult to overcome. And I'm sure that by now they have been overcome, because we're beginning to see this all dissolve and come down. The biggest power was the Vatican, because they claimed they owned and controlled all of the land masses of the world. That's all now been dissolved. There's a lot of things that are going to come out about all of this history that will be shocking to most people. We've been under the influence of England all of these years, and in the whole royalty of England was controlled by the Illuminati, with the Rothschilds at the Crown, which is a 1 mile square area of London. So that's all been dissolved. We're going to go back to our original constitutions and our own republics worldwide. That's all I have to share, Carol.
Well, let me bring the people back on the call then and let them ask any other questions. This might have spurned some new questions here for you before we end up here. Thank you, Daryl. Hold on, everybody.
Welcome. This is Curtis.
Hello, yes. Curtis.